Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And as an intuitive empathic energy practitioner and medium, share my views on universal energy. Today I am delighted to welcome Penny Pierce, an intuitive visionary and pioneer in the field of intuition and conscious transformation, and author of her newest book, Leap of Perception. Penny has been a former guest of the show, and we are always delighted to have more time to talk about ways for transforming ourselves and our world. Hello, Penny, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi. Good to be with you.
Penny, as our guests well know, my guests and I share our multidimensional views of life using an energetic study of universal laws and a look at the physical reality of life as both the means or force for creation and for our continuous evolution. In awakening to the truth of our human and spiritual nature, we are able to transcend the ordinary, transform the necessary, and transcend limited thinking that holds us back from reaching our potential to thrive and prosper. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Penny, in her book Leap of Perception, which is the winner of the 2014 Silver Nautilus Book Award for Science Cosmology, offers a comprehensive guide to developing the contemporary attention skills necessary to navigate your transformational process, recognizing the radically different intuition age reality we are now part of. And she offers ways to live successfully by its new rules. Penny and I had very interesting childhoods. We knew so much, but we weren't quite sure how we knew it, and we just followed our own thoughts, always trying to be of service and to help others and to do the right thing.
And I did not feel like I had any special abilities very young, but I was noticing a lot of little signs and signals all around. Like, my mother believed in reincarnation, you know, way back in the day, and
my folks had no interest in anything beyond the physical world, what they could see and touch. And they weren't into a multidimensional version of our soul and physical life.
Right.
It was very much to produce in the physical world. And when you departed, you would be remembered by others. But that was their truth. That was their reality. But it wasn't the reality of truth, actually. It was a limitation of their thinking and maybe a fear of going deeper, as so many people have. But let's go on to, your book is called Leap of Perception, The Transforming Power of Your Attention. Can you briefly explain what it's about?
Yeah, well, previous to this book, I wrote The Intuitive Way and then Frequency, the Power of Personal Vibration. And all of my books really are about transformation, human transformation. But this book then takes all that farther, and it goes into the actual change of perception that's happening. That literally we're starting to change from a sort of, I call it an inner geometry, of a linear way of thinking about life. You know, like past, present, future. We have storylines, we have plot lines, we have, you know, the path of least resistance, and, you know, everything, it just makes sense in a linear way. And that means that I'm over here, you're over there, there's empty space between us, there's a line that connects us, but to cross that empty space, you have to have willpower, intention, and, you know, force and all of that. The old way of perceiving is linear.
Yes.
You know, and that is what everybody accepts. It's cause and effect thinking. But the leap of perception is that the life is starting to accelerate and go so fast that linear perception is just way too slow. The separations and the gaps between things, they slow everything down. And we're going too fast for that to actually be functional anymore. So we're starting to see it being replaced slowly by new forms of procedures and you know, processes that are now spherical and holographic, which is a lot to explain. But basically, the idea here is that everything is now occurring in the present moment. The present moment is like this huge ball of reality or energy and consciousness around us.
Mm-hmm.
That sphere encompasses the future and the past. There is no linear thing out there anymore. There is no actually even an outside world separate from you anymore, because all that's been swallowed up by the present moment.
Yeah, that's why to recognize this intuition age reality, we're going to move past the world as we know it to an expanding cascade of possibilities. And it really is an exciting time to be alive. And I think all this talk about globalization in the political structures is a way of trying to understand what we're talking about here, about the ball of oneness and light and linear time being discarded because it's no longer valuable. It's no longer viable, actually. And you gave a quote in the book by Sir Aurobindo, who shows an inner subconsciousness, the soul, which is necessary for our transformation. I like this very much. And the quote says, "A concealed or slumbering identity, not yet recovering itself, still remembers or conveys by the intuition to its own contents and the intimacy of its self-feeling and self-vision of things, its light of truth, its overwhelming and automatic certitude." So this goes on to give us a feeling about the possibilities of awakening to a reality that has always been there, but maybe we had to evolve to the time to be past the industrial age and past the informational age, now to be into this intuition age.
So part of it is that we're evolving into a higher frequency of energy and consciousness, and that has been happening every year for thousands of years, really, but lately it's gotten so fast. It's like everything's speeded up right at the end of a cycle. It goes zoop, you know, and then it happens. So that at this point, we are vibrating faster than the information age. You know, the information age is based on linear perception.
Right.
You process information bit by bit by bit by bit by bit, faster and faster and faster and faster, until really, you know, how fast can you make a computer chip, you know, or how fast can you process information in the brain without going into the right brain? The left brain is linear. So we're talking about a shift from the left brain to the right brain, and the right brain, I believe, is connected with the heart, and then the next level out is the field of energy around your body, which is the beginning of the sphere.
And also it's connected, I believe, with the creative forces, which would be those higher forces of the universe that make anything possible, actually, beyond what we thought was possible. So I know that you have another quote, which was from a man many years ago. Some of our listeners may know him, Carlos Castaneda. And a quote you gave that I like very much that talks about people who understood this before it was really happening. And he wrote, "We are perceivers. We are awareness. We are not objects. We have no solidity. We are boundless. The world of objects and solidity is only a description that was created to help us. We, or rather our reason, forget that the description is only a description, and thus we trap the totality of ourselves in a vicious circle from which we rarely emerge in our lifetime." And that sort of talks to the limitation of linear life as we have known it. And so many of us have begun to question, who are we? Where do we come from? Why are we here having this life? And that is the beginning, when we question, the movement to the next reality. And he understood it way before many other people did. So I would say that's what we're talking about here. Now, let's go on to, how is our perception changing? You say we're in the midst of a transformational process at both a personal and societal level. And we call this shift from the informational age to the intuition age. But what are we transforming into? And what will the intuition age be like?
The way that it's happening is what I started to say before, that we are realizing that everything is moving too fast to be able to just process it in a linear way, that we're going to have to shift to the right brain. And in the right brain, there is no language. There is immediate, direct experiential, immersive experience where you become one with the thing you're looking at. You're not separate from it, observing it. You merge with it. You feel it. And so we're starting to move into this very highly intuitive way of knowing the world, where we have direct knowing. We have this idea that if you place attention on something, you actually merge with it, because it is the connecting link between you and the world. And as you place attention on something, the longer you hold it there, the farther in you go to understand how that thing works, what it is. It could be an object. It could be a person. It could be a thought. But the more you allow your attention to stay with something, the deeper and deeper you go. And then what is revealed is basically the unified self in everything. And so you start finding yourself wherever you place attention. And then, lo and behold, you start to see, oh my gosh, this thing is all unified. There's one huge collective consciousness inside everything. Mm-hmm. There's one flow that's moving everything in an evolutionary way. And then you start having major revelations that change the way you feel about yourself, the way you identify yourself, and the way your present moment, your reality, actually functions. And so as we get into that, basically it's like you realize that we basically do live in the imaginal realm. That is our home. We create things out of the imaginal realm by combining ideas and placing attention on them. And then those things precipitate into form. Absolutely. If you take attention out of something, it dissolves back into the unified field again.
Absolutely. So attention is very intimately interwoven with the overall act of perception. And you say here, it is the adjustable lens of perception. It's the tool we use to make consciousness into knowledge and to understand the many dimensions of ourselves and even to materialize our life. Now, that's a big concept, to materialize our life. So what we put our attention and intention and focus on, eventually we can create in our lives. The way at the beginning I needed to write a book to share these ideas with people, because I thought it was the greatest truth that I had ever learned, that we were infinite beings of light and we could create what we wanted. So I needed to share that with people, so I had to write a book. And then I did write a book, and then and then another book like you, and another book, a trilogy. But the point being, we had the idea, the intention, the focus, and attention on it, and we were able to do it. And showing people that they are really, I don't want to use the word control. We are not in control of our life. We have a plan and a destiny, experiences that we have to have that will lead us ultimately to deliver what our soul came into this lifetime to discover and to share with others. But we can, by our intention and attention, we can make anything, move through anything, any challenge, any emotion, any reality of the physical world, and we can move through it fairly more easily than we would if we had fear and an understanding of limitation or linear reality. So that's what we're talking about here, the possibilities for having your best life, being most comfortable in your physical life and in your energy life or spiritual life. And you have another author that you mentioned.
Teilhard de Chardin.
Yes, he wrote something very beautiful. We have a central longing for spiritual friendship and spiritual family. And this experience is indeed showing up now as our collective consciousness expands. The deep familiarity this new state of interconnection brings is just one byproduct of the astonishing reality that's coming as we make the perceptual leap into the intuition age. So that's what's happening. That's why many people have a sense of loneliness, because they are longing for this deeper sense of connectedness to everyone and everything, and to merge with objects, as you said, when they experience or find beauty in something or goodness in something. They really want to be part of it, and they want it to be part of them. So this is into the oneness that we are able to accomplish now if we allow ourselves and we surrender to the fears of the limits of the past and the limit, linear life that we were discussing. So let's go on to, in your book, you described a shift that's going to create a very huge change in the way we actually know reality. We were just talking about that. And in fact, we're going to experience ourselves as a new kind of human being. So let's discuss something about this new kind of human being that we're going to be. How will we feel? Will we behave differently?
I think that what is going to happen is that the spiritual world and the non-physical dimensions, we're going to have a realization that they're already merged actually in with the physical dimension, that they're inside the physical dimension, that the... And personally, that would seem like the soul is inside the personality. That when you say I, you don't think of your left brain and what it thinks. You go to the soul and you realize I am a divine being. And I'm totally interconnected with all other beings. And I have this huge resource of wisdom and knowledge and energy and consciousness to draw upon. And I'm unlimited. And as that happens, we become much freer of fear. And then as we become clear of our fear, we become much more transparent. And then the soul and the higher patterns from the spiritual realm can manifest in the physical world.
You know, Carl Jung, he lived a while ago, but he wrote something that fits to what we're saying here. One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. And that's what we're talking about here. All mm-hmm. these things that are happening are trying to make light, the darkness recede and the light come through. And it is painful. I'm sure it's painful for you. It is painful for me to watch the news and see the distress and the disease and the war and the destruction mm-hmm. that's happening across mm-hmm. the planet. But I know ultimately it is necessary for this shift that we're talking about here today. So, Penny, what do you want readers to take away with them after reading your book?
I really want to give people a kind of roadmap of through this consciousness shift, you know, from one way of being and thinking into a totally different way, that it's absolutely doable in our lifetime, and it's not that hard. So there's a procedure, and that's what I try to outline basically in all my books, whether it be about intuition development or working with your own energy and you know, your home frequency, which I talked about a lot in the last book. And then, you know, this change of perception out of old to new perception, and how do you do it, you know. And so I want them to be able to know the steps, basically.
Yeah, there is a system. There are mm-hmm. things that we can all do to help make this move along quickly in a better way and have a very good outcome. And I look forward to that. And my new book is New Life Awaits, and it very much explains who we are and how energy works and ways to let go of the fear no matter what the challenge is in our life. And I want to thank you, Penny Pierce, for sharing a deeper view of the visible and invisible domains and inspiring us by providing a practical handbook for cultivating what you call new human abilities. To learn more about making your own dreams a reality and expanding your spiritual awareness, go to Penny, and that's spelled P-E-N-N-E-Y, Pierce, P-E-I-R-C-E, .com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have taken an in-depth look at the way humanity has moved through the varying stages of development, the industrial age, the informational age, moving now into the intuition age, each offering us new ways to perceive our talents and limitations as we come to remember the energetic or spiritual aspects of life and how to integrate all knowledge and gifts or talents for improving ourselves and our world. In understanding the left and right side of the brain and our subconscious reptilian influences, we come to move past limited ego-based thinking to create a more stable and loving self-reality. The planet is accelerating its vibration, and we are all, whether conscious of it or not, becoming aligned to a higher frequency, which allows for the evolution of man and the universe, eventually becoming aware of, and also comfortable in both the physical and non-physical world of energy. Experiencing this merger of energy, inner and outer, is the most important step in transformation. As Penny Pierce noticed, as we move through advanced attention skills and practice in shaping the imaginal realm of our life, your needs are changing and your soul and the collective consciousness are revealing glimpses of new ideas, though many may at first seem incongruous. One client who had been a mathematician felt the urge to become a psychologist. Another, a realtor, wanted to create a museum to house dreams. These many new thoughts will often sneak in and occupy space at the periphery of your consciousness, and you must soften the gaze to see them. Penny and I would have you know the many changes you are seeing in yourself and in others is this shift and leap of perception, allowing for transformation of life as we have known it, offering us the possibility to utilize our full potential as spiritual and human beings. And the time is now, and the need for change is great. So rather than resonate in fear, embrace the unity of your conscious and unconscious worlds and all your abilities. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear leaders and change makers share with listeners worlds of wisdom and ideas that span this world and worlds beyond. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.